Some good news for you. When you break into private worship, you know, you and him, the war only lasts so long, you know. Tries to drag this dry thing out on you, and the hours drag by very slowly. This minute turns into hours sometimes. It's a good test to stay in there. So it won't be long. You can't open your mouth that you won't feel a surge of his power. Hallelujah. And even more than that, you won't be able to stand in front of somebody ready to run some dreaded disease off. That you won't lift your hands and pray and feel a surge of power. How can you not glorify him without him hanging around you? Hallelujah. There's a whole lot of things you could do and cause him to move into your cubicle little space and manifest himself. And sitting down could be one of those things. Hallelujah. How can we go wrong? By taking a few minutes to glorify someone. Come on, can we take you back to the Garden of Eden for a moment? When it was still beautiful. Wasn't a city with a lack of a sewer system in it. Come on. Take you back to the Garden for a moment in case you thought I forgot. If you just took a big bite of the apple, if that's what you want to believe it was. Crunch. They got through talking to all of them. Did you eat of that fruit I told you not to? Yeah. Then they started framing each other. That woman you gave me. And she said, oh, that snake. When it got all done, you know that judgment has a derivative. That's one of God's attributes, absolute judgment. There's nine of them. Judgment is one. Sovereignty, righteousness, judgment, immutability, eternal life, love, omnipotence, omniscience, and omnipresence. We're picking on judgment right now. And he's just in judgment. Being just, they fell. At that moment, there was nothing he could do for them. Nothing. So when he judged Satan, he looked 4,000 years down the corridor. 4,000 years. And he said, I'll put enmity between your seed and hers. You may bruise his heel, but he's going to bruise your head. Who do you think he's prophesying about? Huh? Who is he prophesying about?
Jesus.
Now that he established the fact that Satan was going to be destroyed, he'd lose the hold he had over death. Next thing he needed to do is turn around, and he did. He killed a couple of animals for that first drop of blood. First drop fell. Because he had already prophesied that Jesus would come. That blood spoke of Jesus' death, and it freed him in just judgment to begin to move for them. That's why he made two skins and clothed Adam and Eve with the skins of those animals. Goodness. He's just. And because he is judgment and just, he's justified in everything he's ever done. You'll find out when you get to heaven and you think, this is real bad. Hell's real bad. This is real bad. All those things I was... You're going to find out that he was absolutely just and justified. In every single decision he was forced to render in judgment. See, we'll find that out. So listen. He came from forever. In your finite mind, you can understand that. He came from forever, and he's on his way to forever. Well, how far back can we go? You can't, because there isn't any end to how far back it goes. Well, I can go 856 billion, trillion, 8 telemani, and it's going to take me 75 years at a trillion, to speed of light. And that's where he was already there forever when you get back there. And he's on his way to forever. But if God really is love, as we said before, if he really is, what is God? God is love. Really? Do you know what you're contemplating? God is love. Oh, really? Maybe the reason there's the three persons that make up the one and true living God, maybe he's love because they love each other. Hi, word. Oh, well, hi. Do you love me? Oh, yeah, I love you. Hi, Word. I love you. Hi, Holy Spirit. Do you love me? Oh, yeah, I love you. God, Jehovah. Hi. Tell me again, Holy Spirit. Yeah, I love you. How about you, Word? Yeah, I love you. Oh, I love you. You love me? Yeah, you. Is that why he's love? Because he... Boy, I'd get old telling the same person 836 trillion million eternities. He's love. He'd come from forever and he's gone to forever. Somewhere along the line, you think you're a worthless little thing? I don't think so. He's love, so he stopped and picked you up. He picked you up along the way. And you're letting the devil tell you he won't do nothing for you now. Come on, boy, get up here. Get a glove. Where's a ring? Come on. Hallelujah. When Paul said all creation was subjected to corruption by reason of him who subjected the same in hope, which meant everything was scheduled for termination. But it was subjected to that termination in hope. And of course, that hope was in Jesus. He says, but not only all creation, but us who have the first fruits of the Spirit, that is, being born again. We groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption process to be made complete at the redemption of our bodies. I like this body. I got a faith shirt on. I already am halfway believing that we have Hawaii tropical temperature here. So since I halfway believe it, I got that much. I'm going to put a whole one on next time. Why would I dress like you are when I believe it's Anyway. Well, this body I'm wearing is okay. You know, what can you say? One day I'll take a step and it'll just stay there. And I'll say, hey. Hey. Aren't you going to get up? Come on. You think we're done or something? Well, I'm 100. Oh, well, just lay there then. But until it lays down, I'm in control here. And you know what? I have rights. My body will take disease. It's proved that. But that doesn't mean I have to let it. See, it'll certainly, it seems like it'll host just about any kind of germ and let it multiply. How many just came through the flu? You were a bird's nest. You don't want to raise your hand, do you? Your body was totally willing to take it, but believe it or not, you had the authority to stop it. See? Well, it's the same with this planet. This planet is, what is it? It's that this is my house. And this planet's my home. It'll take disease, but I don't have to let it. Well, hey, Tulsa will take tornadoes and destruction, lift your house up and your family and carry them away. Because this is my house, I don't have to take disease. Tulsa's my home. 25 miles in every direction. Tulsa's my home. So if my body don't have to take the disease, all creation was subjected in hope. Jesus didn't walk on water and calm the storm just to show off. I think I'll just show these guys something. Look, it's calm. Yeah, I like to show off once in a while. Nice little works I do. You'll do also. But instead of religion nurturing us to that state, my God, 2,000 years we should be moving mountains. But they killed us. First we had to fight our way out of what they taught us. Fight our way into what it says.
Well, we don't think that speaking in tongues is for today.
Oh, you nasalated creature, ought to slap you on both sides of your face. Some of them go further than that.
We think nothing of the devil.
Is any of this going somewhere? I don't know. I don't think so. Except in a celebration of all these victories. Hallelujah, Jesus. Listen, and you got pain in your body anywhere, why don't you stand up? His tangible presence is so strong I can't hardly stand it. So you have pain in your body anywhere, even if you cut your fingernail too close. Anywhere in your body, stand up where you're at. When he first started doing this, I found out a horrible place to be is in my chair when the guy next to me stood up and got healed. And I hurt. My back hurt. I had 3 airplanes, all twin engines. Last one was a big 6-place with a door that let down in the back. 8-place. You know, so I've had a problem was I couldn't get in and out of it hardly. A whole man of faith. How about that now? I don't have a trace of it.
Did you have a...
Yeah, I had an operation. He did it. He did it. So I know what he wants to do. Whether it's your earlobe that hurts or your whole body, it's no difference to him. We would see more legs grow on that are chopped off. If it wasn't such a shocking thing to you, you think it's any harder for him to create that leg than to remove a headache? It's not. But to us, big roadblock comes up.
Oh, I can do the headache okay.
Then we question him 15 minutes. Does it feel better? Come on. Looks like this is a year of revival. Come on. So lift those hands for a moment now. Oh, Father. How can I say things? Father, I know you love me. Therefore, I know you love them. And Jesus, your love is immeasurable. Father, you sent him. He loved us so much. He not only died, but he took all the punishment that was due us. So how can I say things? How can I say thanks? Father, right now, I know it's nothing we did. Anymore, I work for you because I love you, because I know you've already done everything for me. You can. So I just receive the rest. So pains and everything causing the pains, I command you to go. You go right now in Jesus' name. And Father, like I said, how can we say thanks? How can we say thanks? This is gone. It's gone. You have healed it in Jesus' name. And we give you the praise and the honor and the glory for it. All right, check yourself out somewhat. Kind of look, there's a stand back here that helps you climb up to the ceiling to replace the square. Go swing around on that a little bit, like, you know, test yourself out a little. Swing from one to the other bar. Anyway, check yourself out. Hallelujah. I had a big fight with that flu and it woke me up. Hallelujah. By the time I figured out why I was dizzy, them little stupid things were already multiplying. Sometimes I'm dizzy when I'm under the anointing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His grace, you see. His grace is a manifestation of love. There's many keys you have yet to pick up from my word that'll help you understand why my grace operates and how. And once you understand these things, you'll know that to him that believeth, all things are possible. So be strong, for these things are close to being understood. And you'll see, for they will rage in the revival. For I will be represented as who I am, says the Lord.
Oh God.
I wish I could think of stuff like that. I got a miracle wallet. Look, it's wore out from just taking the money out of it. You had pain anywhere in thy body? And I have a feeling it wasn't that kind of pain that you were laying on the ground kicking and screaming and stuff, but you had pain. And you stood, then stand back up if your pain is gone. Stand back up, your pain is gone. Hallelujah. Check yourself out again. One more time. Stand up if your pain is gone. Yes. Woo. I would say a good fourth or fifth of the people that stood was healed just by him sweeping in with a visit. Hallelujah, Jesus. All right. That leads us to the next one. Anybody that's affected by that stupid flu thing, that flu virus-y, icky thing, or anybody in your family is, you stand up. I know we're at the tail end of it. Most of it's past. All right. You know right now. Right now. That concerning this, it's getting ready to change. You know it. So I want all of you to raise your hands for a moment. For sometimes things that are simple, you tend to excuse. Or for things that will wear themselves down and go, you tend to excuse. But know you not that what I did for one thing, I did for all things. That I provided this for you, and it's my blessing to you. For I bore your sicknesses and carried your pains. Therefore you are healed. Hallelujah. Woo. Because his word is truth. And his immutability, he can't change nor be changed. And in the nine attributes, they're sovereign in each other. Because one of them is absolute sovereignty. So he's sovereignly judgment. He's sovereignly immutability. Immutability means he can't change, nor can he be changed. For there's nothing that can do it. So if he can't change nor be changed, the words that has been issued from his mouth is truth. Nobody can change it. Yet like God, nothing can change him. He can change everything else. You have truth. You can't change it, but it'll change everything else. You believe that he took that out of your body. Now, you think he has a choice whether to heal you or not? He has spoken. Get her ready for the next fight. All right. Looks like a little lying, deceiving devil that's come up with some new kind of deception. So come out, fight it. So those attributes are sovereign in themselves. He's sovereign. He's it. See? 88 billion years from now, he's sovereign. He doesn't have to change things because there's nothing he did that was wrong. He sovereignly rules out of the other 9 attributes. Well, you can be seated. I'm sorry. He sovereignly rules out of these other attributes. Well, he was wrong when he made Adam, wasn't he? No. Most costly thing heaven has ever sustained is your right to make choices. Even the angels had it. If they didn't, they wouldn't have been capable. Without that right, there would be no fellowship with him. He knows. Not lift my hands. It was my choice. I don't care what hell says or does. I choose to lift my hands. I choose. My choice. He paid a horrible price for me to be able to do that. But I am free. I am not a robot. He does not punch a button and I go, I love you, I love you. Oh, shut up. When you tell him that you love him, it's fellowship to him. You made that choice. It's your choice to lift your hands. Worship him. The angel creation and the 1/3 that followed him, that must have been quite the deception. I don't think I'd have wanted to hear him address the angels. That what he would have told them and convinced them of if they would follow him. Must have been quite a speech. Jesus said he was a beginning or a liar from the beginning. And the father of them. Well, that was our creation. In his beginning, he was perfect in his way. Somewhere before our creation, he fell. Somehow he managed to take 1/3 of the angels with him. Finding out the freedom that we'll be free with forever. To love him. I can understand the freedom that He wants everybody to enjoy, or should I say. But then they got involved with our creation. I think that was His final mistake. Preachers will say He has got no redemption because He had no tempter. Well, the third of the angels did. It was him. He's the same one that tempted Eve. He had to be the one that tempted the angels. Yeah, but they live with God. You think you and your wife and God walking around in the garden wasn't powerful? But he still I think those angels, He said they're reserved in chains of darkness. Well, if they're reserved there, what are they doing bothering you? The chains of darkness they're reserved in as they cross the line. They don't have any redemption. They're reserved there till the judgment. They're held in that place. We have a chance. We can still reach our families. The great white throne judgment will take place. They'll gather. He'll empty the earth. He'll empty hell and the grave. And they'll all stand before Him in this final judgment. While the earth's empty, nobody will be here. He takes one look, God, just one look across the universe, and she vanished away. And in the next chapter, book of Revelation, He says, "And I looked, and I beheld a new heaven and a new earth. And all who wasn't written in the Lamb's book of life, they went to a lake of fire, and the devil and the third who followed Him went with them. His judgment was at the same time, and it is over." He said, "This man died once at the end of the world." Before he died, they look forward to the event. After he died, we look back. Produces the same result in us. Because you can get your billions for warehouses full of gold. You can hoard it up. There won't be a single drop of anything left except what you have laid up there. The rich man, he couldn't give his wealth to the poor and follow Jesus. He just couldn't. Didn't mean he didn't love God. He loved money too. Kept the commandments. Peter listened to this whole conversation. And when they walked away from that, Peter says, "We left all to follow you. What do we get?" Well, he answered. He said, "You 12 are going to reign with me." That's a great deal. But how about us? Then he said, "No man has left father and mother and houses and lands for my sake will not in this lifetime receive 100-fold. You know what the 100-fold was?
Money.
Do you know how you would be treated in heaven? if you brought 100-fold of mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers, and you brought 1 million people home with you. Do you understand what kind of treasure that is in eternity? Do you know how you'd be treated there?
Well, I'm not called to preach. It isn't because you're a preacher.
I wouldn't mind riding around in a Rolls Royce or a Lincoln and putting this deal together and that deal until I made $72 billion. Then I'll get a bunch of missionaries that'll crawl through the mud and get bit by mosquitoes and sleep on the ground to win a lot of people. Then I'd send them more money and more money and more money and more money. You don't think that would be on my account? Yeah, I'd be an entrepreneur living in an air-conditioned house and just sending billions for people to go out on the front line and get shot and beat up and stuff and still get a reward. You think it's just the preachers? The worst is to do nothing. Well, he sent me off of the road. Brought me home. Only two places I get to go. On purpose. Brazil. And the other one is Japan. In Japan's time. I know now that there's no use going until the creative miracles are taking place. Because too many have tried. And it's always never had revival. Had a chance one time in history, but the church let them down. Nevertheless, Japan is one of our countries, so is Brazil. I am not called to make billions and give it to you to go. You're called to make it and give it to me and I'll go. We will not let you down. We will not let you down. Look at these signs. Tulsa is in revival. We're tackling one of the most religious cities. Look who come up here. Kenneth Hagin, Oral Roberts, T.L. Osborne. Come on. These guys have affected the world. He sent me to a city of religion. And I get to have a revival. You can have one here. You can have one anywhere. Okay, I'll go ahead and preach on fasting. If you check the mark, what color is that? Not exactly. What is it? Not exactly pink.
Fuchsia.
What?
Fuchsia.
Say it again.
Fuchsia.
Tisha?
Fuchsia.
Fuchsia?
Fuchsia.
You should know. Fuchsia. How many didn't know that? Look. Fuchsia will always be connected with fasting now. Oh, glory to fuchsia. Was that a bad one, Gary? Oh, see, it just starts right here. And I can talk about those long, lonely, hungry hours. I won't do it at the moment. Let me just talk about this part. Has anybody had a good time? I have too. Okay. When I was about 55 centuries ago, I started hurting here. The joints in there. I'd lift my arms like that. Ow. Ow. I had a vertebrae tilt over, pressed against my spine. I got healed on the ninth day of a fast on that. That was the days of the airplane. Couldn't get in it. Good thing I wasn't a pilot. But then I got this aching. And I couldn't lift my arms high like this without a little pain in there. There. And kind of getting my hips. And I was thinking, oh, this stiffness should go away. But it didn't in a year. In fact, it kept increasing. So I thought, I guess this is what they call, you know, approaching 60. Must be getting old. Have to put up with this, I guess. That one was a 36 day. I'm only saying it this time because of what it did. Not only did it change me spiritually, it changed who I was. You know, Isaiah 58, your health will spring forth speedily. Whatever was happening in my joints, and I don't know, but I knew it lasted too long to be something that wasn't there. Well, first I started out pretty light, drinking some liquids and that, and then I finally went down to a tablespoon of honey and lemon juice a day and a glass of warm distilled water. You know, it has to be a no chemical water. I began to drink that, and there's enough in the honey and the lemon juice to be a pretty aggressive cleanser. The inside of your stomach has the same texture as your tongue. You cut your stomach out and lay it open, it looks like your tongue. Whatever's happening in there, like if poison is coming out of your stomach, it usually be coming out of the tongue. This is concerning fasting. The end of 20s, 20 days, approaching 30. That this horrible kind of sicky feeling, and I felt awful, and that poison started coming out of my system everywhere, my kidneys, my liver. Everything was being cleansed. I had a psoriasis on my leg that even went away. It got so bad, the taste did, that I finally took a Viva towel. I'd put it back in my tongue and just lay it down. Just before I went to sleep and I'd wake up, it'd be totally brown from the poison that pulled out of my tongue that had woke me up before that. Well, I can remember it was somewhere around the 36th day that it started clearing up. All of it vanished. And I tell you what, since that time, I've been on more, but since that time, there's been no restriction there. So, no restriction in the back anywhere. None of fingers. Just a natural benefit, you know. It won't be long, I'll be 70. I don't expect to be much different. So not only does fasting have a tremendous benefit on putting the flesh in its place, it thinks it can rule over your spirit. Your spirit, when it begins to rule over it, guess what? Things begin to happen because your doubter is having trouble. Just the discipline it took to finish your fast. Just the discipline. It'll show up in your prayer life when the devil says you prayed long enough. So you can forget that devil. You can just forget that. If you don't shut up, I'll add another 2 days on it. Then the miracles. They started somewhere along there. They're getting stronger and stronger. The next part, we're missing limbs and things. Hallelujah. Well, I could open and read what it says about fasting.
Why couldn't we cast that devil out?
Jesus said, because of your unbelief. Would you wish he wasn't so blunt at times? He said, because of your unbelief. But why would he give you a problem without giving you the answer? He taught them a little while. Then here was his answer. He told them what they could do if they had faith. Oh, you could say to this, but you know what he did? The instruction he gave about the unbelief he addressed. He said, howbeit this kind cometh not. He wasn't just talking about the devil. He was talking about the unbelief that kept him from coming out. This kind cometh not but by prayer and what? The no word. So what in God's green earth does going without eating have to do with your faith if it comes by hearing and hearing by the word? Yet he connected it. Howbeit, because of your unbelief, this. In fact, they didn't even ask him publicly. They waited until they were private, apart. Why couldn't we cast him out? Because he'd have yelled over the head of the crowd, because of your unbelief.
Yeah.
So they asked him privately, why couldn't we cast him out? Because of your unbelief. Than to tell you what to do about it. If they knew why they couldn't cast it out, why would they ask? The Father said, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. I don't know why. It's because of your unbelief. He's talking about a kind that most of the time we don't even know we have. We just accept the fact that God don't do it. And fasting deals with that. How? Well, straight up 12. will continue this. Meanwhile, it'll work just as good for you, whether you know that or not yet. So go on. Go on. File your plate under away. I can see you looking around at some of us. Yes, that happens often. Sudden loss of weight. Come on, looking around at some of us aren't really practicing a lot of fast. There's down negative sides that once you lose all the weight from fasting, your hypothalamus thinks you're starving to death. So it's just waiting for you to find some food, fellow. You gatherer. Just waiting for you to find some food. And it's going to turn your metabolism so slow that you can just look at a celery stick and gain 5 pounds. It says, I'm going to store everything in case they starve again. Is there a way to reset your fat stat? Yes, there is. That's included in the messages. When you find out about all the aspects of fasting, you'll find your health really will spring forth speedily. You'll find it's executing a positional truth that was declared or placed upon it the day you were born again, received your new nature. The positional truth it received, it literally cannot reign even over just your new nature. Not counting about the Holy Spirit. It cannot, even with the devil's influence, make you do something you won't. Then comes all the power besides that. The fasting's the key in there. Especially incredible health in the later years when all the poisons that built up in your system was supposed to be aging and disabling you. Get tough, and you'll reap those benefits. Besides, what happens in the spirit?